let's take a look first at some high school sports and high school cross country last night. The Creston Invitational Cross Country meet in the boys' Class A division. It was Glenwood winning the title with 45 points. Thomas Jefferson, the runners-up, with 57. Winterset with 99 points was third. Atlantic placed fourth with a 101 total. Shenandoah was fifth at 126, followed by Red Oak, Clarinda, and Creston. Individually, Mason Parks of Glenwood was the champion, with Jalen Peterson of Atlantic running close second last night. Glenwood's Parson Covington placing third. TJ's Zach Booten was fourth, and fifth went to Liam Eubank of Red Oak. Also for Atlantic, some top 25 finishes from Cale Pellett, who was 18th. Evan Brummer placed 21st, and Nathan Brockman, he ran 25th in that meet last night to help the Atlantic team effort. On the girls' side in the Class A division, it was Glenwood winning the team title. They had 34 points. That was better than Atlantic's 61. They were second. Creston with 87 was third. Shenandoah fourth at a 105 total. Thomas Jefferson, Red Oak, and Winterset round out the rest of the teams. Individually, Brielle Baker of Creston was the champion, with Braylon Baker running second last night for Creston. Taylor McCready of Atlantic had the best finish for her squad, as she finished third last evening, with Ashley Wendt for Atlantic placing ninth. Also, Carson Rush was 13th for Atlantic. Pluma Pross placing 17th. Emily Soigling 19th. And Madison Botos 20th. Last night for Atlantic. Six runners in the top 20 for Atlantic last evening. Also in the Class B division of that meet last night, on the boys' side, it was Nottoway Valley with a perfect 15 team points last night, winning the meet. Earlham with 41 was second. Mount Air third with 89 points. Individually, Nottoway Valley swept the top five with Bryson Wallace, Joshua Bowler, Tyler Braheny, Skyler Rawlings, and Ben Braheny, finishing 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for Nottoway Valley last night. On the girls' side, it was Earlham winning the team title with 74 points. Mount Air with 95 was second. Griswold placed third, also having 95 points. Nottoway Valley fourth with 100. Southwest Valley, East Union, Cam, and Bedford round out the rest of the field. Individually, Emma Lucas of Bedford was the champion, with Maddie Lohman of Diagonal placing second. Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley was a third, and Mallory Coons of Nottoway Valley placed fourth. Charlie Adams of Griswold placing fifth last night. Some other top local finishers include Anna Young of Griswold placing seventh overall. Cam's Zoe Hasty was 12th. Nottoway Valley's Madison Van Otterloo placing 13th last night as well. Also in high school cross country last night at the Tri-Center Invitational, on the girls' side, Logan Magnolia wins the team title with 37 points. Tri-Center with 40 was second. AHSTW had 55 for third. Missouri Valley and West Harrison round out the top five. The top 10 individuals include Jeanette Schraft of East Mills, who won the title. Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center was second. Taylor Sporer of Logan Magnolia ran third. Heidi Hall of AHSTW was fourth. Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia was fifth. Amanda Brick and Tristan Hughes, both of Tri-Center, were 6th and 7th. Julia Cook of AHSTW was 8th. Olivia Springhauer of Logan Magnolia, 9th. And Tatum McKee of Tri-Center was 10th. On the boys' side of that Tri-Center meet, it was Tri-Center winning with 45 points. Missouri Valley with 73, the runner-up. Woodbine was 3rd with 80, followed by Booyer Valley and Southwest Iowa in the top 5. Individually, it was Evan Wilson of Exira EHK, the champion, with Justin Ambrose of Booyer Valley second, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa third, Dalton Fisher of AHSTW was fourth, and Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley fifth. Rest of the top 10 includes Brett McGee of Tri-Center, John Frank of Tri-Center, Joe Weber of Booyer Valley, Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley, and Noah Jorgensen of Southwest Iowa round out the top 10. In high school volleyball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert downing Atlantic in three straight. 25-10, 25-5, and 25-15 were the individual game scores. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Clarinda outlasting Shenandoah 3-2. Glenwood a 3-game sweep over Denison. Lewis Central down to Harlan 3-1. And Kemper Catholic over Creston in three straight. In the Western Iowa Conference, Missouri Valley 3-1 over Underwood. Tri-Center swept 3 from Audubon. Logan Magnolia defeated Griswold in 3 straight. IKM Manning topping Riverside 3 in a row. Trainer swept 3 from AHSTW. Out of the Rolling Valley Conference, just a couple of matches reported. Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodbine 3-0. Peyton Sherdan 3-2 winners over Arweva. From the Corner Conference, Essex a 3-game sweep over South Page. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 3-2. Sydney over East Mills 3-0. Pride of Iowa Conference Bedford over East Union, 3-1. Southwest Valley beat Nottoway Valley, 3-1. And Mount Air over Lennox in 3 straight. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says running back Akram Wadley will play against fourth-ranked Penn State. Wadley left the win over North Texas with an ankle injury. Backup James Butler is sidelined with an elbow injury, so freshman Torin Young and Ivory Kelly Martin are both expected to see action.
Our plan will be to use all three guys, to utilize all three. And the good news is the other two guys did a good job Saturday. It was a good chance for them to get their feet wet and do some good things. And hopefully they'll continue to practice well. And they've got a plan on playing. They're in there now. So we're going to be better if we can use all three guys.
Ferentz says Penn State's offense is a rare combination of a great scheme combined with outstanding players.
Their entire offense, man for man, 11 guys. There's a reason why they won the championship last year, and why they had such a good year. There's a reason why they're in the top five right now. They're a team that's really loaded right now. They're playing well. They've got good players.
Ferentz likes the potential of his team, but two areas of concern are 5 lost fumbles in 3 games and 19 penalties. Both areas have to be shored up before Saturday.
We realize we have to play at our best and our highest possible level if we're going to be competitive in this football game. So our focus right now, our motivation, is basically to play our best for 60 minutes, and that's what it's going to take to be victorious.
Ferentz says night games at Kinnick Stadium always have added electricity.
There's something about night games. I don't know if it takes you back to when you're in a high school playing and all that, but I think it's a lot of fun for everybody to be involved in, but it's not going to guarantee anything, and we're playing at home. Much rather be at home than on the road at night, but we still have to go play, and that's what it gets down to.
Ferentz says the Hawkeyes do need to take care of their part, though, to make it an exciting atmosphere. 4:30 is pregame, 6:30 kickoff. We'll have it for you coming up on Saturday night. Now, coaches have gone to great lengths over the years to combat Iowa's pink visitors' locker room. Last season, Michigan covered the walls with Wolverine football posters, and former Michigan coach Bo Schembechler even had the walls covered with butcher paper. Penn State coach James Franklin is embracing a tradition that he termed awesome as his fourth-ranked Nittany Lions prepare to visit Kinnick Stadium on Saturday night.
I'm going to talk to our guys about it being a really, really nice gesture by the University of Iowa to welcome Penn State, since our original school colors are pink and black, and how wonderful it is and what a wonderful gesture it is that they painted their locker room pink for us.
It's Franklin's first visit to Kinnick and the Nittany Lions' first road test of the season.
Their record over top 10 opponents at home, especially playing at night, is going to be a challenge. I've never been there. I want to educate our players. I want to educate myself on what to expect. I've talked to a lot of people. I've called a lot of people. I've asked a lot of questions. It's going to be, that place is going to be rocking Saturday night.
Franklin says the Nittany Lions will need to match the physical challenge that Iowa will bring. In baseball last night, Dexter Fowler hit a tying homer in the 8th inning and a go-ahead double in the 10th, helping the St. Louis Cardinals to a big 8-7 win against the Cincinnati Reds. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 1-0, Philadelphia over L.A. 6-2, Miami in 10 innings, 5-4 over New York, Washington beat Atlanta 4-2, San Diego over Arizona 6-2, and San Francisco dumped Colorado 4-3. Marcus Stroman pitched 7 innings to win for the first time in 6 starts, Darwin Barney hit a 2-run homer, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2. KC outfielder Alex Gordon's solo homer in the 8th inning was the 5,694th of this major league season, and that breaks the old record set in 2000 at the height of the steroids era. Elsewhere in the American League, it was the Yankees over Minnesota 5-2. Boston beat Baltimore in 11 innings, 1-0. Oakland over Detroit 9-8. Houston beat Chicago by a score of 3-1. Cleveland over the LA Angels 6-3. Texas beat Seattle 3-1. One interleague game saw Chicago Cubs beat Tampa Bay 2-1. And the St. Louis Cardinals have activated right-hander Adam Wainwright off the 10-day disabled list. The 36-year-old Wainwright had been sidelined by a right elbow impingement. Manager Mike Matheny says he'll pitch out of the bullpen. Wainwright pitched out of the pen when he made his big league debut with the Cardinals in 2005, but hasn't made a relief appearance since the end of the 2015 season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.